This is episode 006, What You Need to Know About Teacher Certification with Dr. Katsia Kado.
Welcome to Z-Rated Success.
Z-Rated Success.
The podcast to help educators and those who work with youth to help them succeed by standing out instead of fitting in. This is Z-Rated Success. And this is Nick Zizi.
Our guest today is an award-winning educator, community leader, author, researcher, and motivational speaker. She is passionate about the topic of educational policy and leadership. Dr. Katsia Kado is currently a professor and the director of the Education Department at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. She is also certified by the Florida Department of Education in Early Childhood Elementary Education, ESOL, ESE, Reading, and Educational Leadership at all levels. I am super excited today to have with us on Z-Rated Success Podcast, Dr. Kado. How are you?
I am fine. And you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How was your day?
It's been wonderful. I thank God for that. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We're happy that you're here with us today. And we want to dive right in with this first question about certification. Why is it important for a teacher to be certified?
Well, just like a doctor needs to be certified, a lawyer, a doctor needed to take an exam, a lawyer needs to take the bar, a teacher needs to take their teacher's certification exam, depending on the state that they're in.
What does that all entail?
Well, it entails knowledge, basic knowledge, the general knowledge in mathematics, in reading, in writing, and also the professional knowledge, and that's with knowledge about pedagogy, and then also the content portion, depending on subject that the teacher must take.
Understood. Are there requirements in order to start this process?
Well, the most basic requirement is for them to have a bachelor's degree in any subject, because since we've had a high teacher turnover, so many teachers has left the field that, you know, the field of education has opened the doors for any individual that has a degree in any subject.
Well, that's good to know, because I know that there are a lot of people who are listening to this podcast who are interested in the education field. And some of them are thinking, well, do I have to go and get an undergraduate degree in education in order to be qualified or even be considered? So you're saying that it's not required. You just need to have a bachelor's degree in any area. Is that right?
In any area, yes.
Okay, that's awesome. That's very good. So now, besides that, I mean, are there any other requirements?
Once they have that basic, the bachelor's degree, what they'll need to do is contact the state, the Department of Education in the state that they belong to. Like, for instance, I'm in Florida, so a lot of the career changers, they call them career changers, they will go online at Florida Department of Education and complete a form for their initial certification. And the state of Florida certification department will review the courses, and they will apply in the subject that they feel a little bit more comfortable. Let's just say they want elementary ed, or let's just say they were engineer major. So they would most likely go into science or mathematics. So they said, well, I want to teach math. So they'll complete the form, and the state of Florida will review it and evaluate it and then say, well, here, this is whether you're eligible or ineligible. And if you're ineligible, that doesn't mean that they're not going to consider you. They're just going to tell you, well, you need to do this and that and this. And we're going to give you 3 years. You'll need to take all the exams, and then you'll need to take this amount of courses. You know, if you're eligible, most likely you'll just need 15 credit hours of courses in education, most likely the pedagogy, the human growth and development teaching adolescent, because there's a difference. You can know a subject, but how do you teach young children and teenagers? And then you'll take those 15, and then classroom management, which is very important. However, those who are ineligible, they'll need to take more courses. Mm-hmm. They'll need to not only take the professional courses, but they'll need to take some subject area courses also.
I see. So let's go back a little bit here. What brought you to this space right here? I know that you're at St. Thomas University, but what brought you to mm-hmm. this space as far as educators is concerned right here? What was the drive?
I myself was also a career changer, because after I graduated from high school, I wanted to be like Oprah Winfrey. I wanted to interview people. I wanted to be on TV. You know, I was working at Channel 7. And while I was working there, I felt like, okay, that's not enough for me to live. So I started substituting. And my passion, since I was a little girl, whenever we used to play with all the kids, I was always the teacher. I've always wanted to be a teacher. So what brought me to here is, when I started teaching, I've noticed that teachers who were career changers would last a week in the classroom. And I would ask why. They're like, well, you know, even those who were that went to teacher education program, that were majoring in education, a lot of the professors have not had the experience in the classroom. So I said, you know what? I would like to help teachers like myself who were career changers. I want to have walked that walk. So I took my exams. I also took the leadership exam so I can go into administration. So I passed all the exams. I've done the work myself. So then I went and I applied to teach at Nova St. Thomas University and Broward College. And all three called me back, but St. Thomas offered me something full time. So that's what I said, yes. And I think I was able to make a difference in the lives of career changers and also teachers who are currently in the classroom, because I've also been the teacher in the classroom. I'm not just teaching you through research, mm-hmm. but I've been through it myself.
Are there any other requirements that we missed here?
There's one more requirement. They must have a year of teaching. For instance, the one that are eligible and the state of Florida tells them, or any other state, mm-hmm. because I also have taught, I launched a program over 8 years ago, an online program, and I've had teachers from all around the United States. So I would say, I'm not going to say all states, but most of the states require a year experience. And they must, you know, have that initial year of experience, and they'll take it with those courses. It's not just the courses and the exam, but they want to know that you were observed by an administrator for a year.
For those who may be interested, can you tell us more about your program?
Okay. Well, we have different courses. As a matter of fact, I'm about to tell you about a wonderful program we're starting. It's still our master's program in elementary ed, but it's in partnership with Miami-Dade County Public School. And we've opened it up not just for Miami-Dade Public Schools, but for everyone. And it's an online program. You can major in elementary ed, but you can also get a specialization. It could be in special ed or TESOL, teaching English language learners. And then the wonderful news about it is you can get into the program. We'll accept 9 transfer credits. So you'll finish in a year with less, because it's a 36-hour program. But you'll finish in less time because we're going to accept transfer credits. And when I say transfer credits, it could be either from another graduate program, and relatively new, it could be from a professional development program with your school district.
That's great.
So the school district offers something called master points, where they take students, let's just say they go for training for reading, for a reading course. And the reading course is basic reading. So instead of taking our basic reading, we'll accept that course. And then you have 3 credits less to take in our program. But for the past, I would say 10 years, I have a certification program and we offer those 15 credit hours and then some to all teachers. However, there's no financial aid involved in that one. They would have to pay out of pocket, but we're able to make it cost effective. About 70%, you're getting graduate programs at 70% less than the regular cost. We do have a partnership with Broward Schools, where Broward School has a grant where they pay for teachers to take those courses.
It's great.
And many of the teachers, what they'll do, they'll take the 5 courses through with Broward, and then they'll transfer into one of our masters, either Ed Leadership or our Elementary Ed program or any other master. So they're done in a year.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So now, is there a set number of times that someone can take the test to get certified? I mean, how many times? Or I've noticed that some teachers say it's really hard. They've tried a couple of times and they've had difficulties. But is there a max number, or can you just keep trying until?
I've known teachers that just kept trying.
Okay.
And we've partnered up with the company before, and it's an online company where you pay $30 and they train you to prepare for the courses. I think it's called Learning Liaison. I don't want to give the wrong name, but they've been phenomenal. And it's inexpensive, so teachers could pay as many times to get the training, because I've noticed that a lot of teachers have problem with the subject areas. And also in the general knowledge portion, the mathematics, especially my elementary ed majors, they usually have difficulty with the mathematics portion. I have not checked. I don't want to say that I've never checked with the state of Florida or any other state if there's a specific number of time, because with Praxis, and Praxis is all over, it's not just the state of Florida. So teachers can take the Praxis, so then it'll be recognized in other state, or just take the state of Florida. And then there's a lot of different states that accept the state of Florida exams and courses that you take at the college level. As a matter of fact, I have a form right here I have to fill out for a student in Tennessee. The Department of Tennessee wants verification that the student completed an approved program or endorsement program.
That's good. So which means anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, whether you're in Florida or not, so you can be in any state, or let's say this way, in most states, right? So yeah, we're not saying all.
Let's not say all, just in case.
Okay, just in case. But for the most part, you can still reach out to Dr. Cadeau for more information about that. Now, I know that there are some teachers who've already been certified. Now, is there a renewal process with your certification?
Yes, I just renewed my certification.
Okay.
Even though I am not teaching in the classroom, but I am teaching teachers. So I try, like, for instance, my certification is expiring this year. But since last year, because I knew the numbers were high, I sent in my application, and there's a renewal fee. And they will tell me, because I have a lot of subjects that I'm certified in elementary ed, I'm certified in ESOL, I'm certified in reading, and I'm certified in administration. So each of those subjects requires 60 master points of training between those 5 years. So thank God I was able to receive my certification, because I also make sure I go into the classroom with my students. I still go to Dade County Public School and I observe, because I want to remain on top of what's new, what's going on. I can't teach students and still be back in 2005, you know, when I was in the classroom. So I need to stay updated. So I still go into the classroom. So I sent in my renewal. So just you send in the application and make sure the requirements that they ask you, because they did tell me, well, you're missing 3 college credits. Well, I've taught over 20 college credits. So my dean sent in all the list of courses that I've taught throughout the years, and they gave me those 3 college credits. Now, someone who is a regular teacher will have to take 3 college credit courses, or they should have taken 60 master points professional development. I just registered a student right before we spoke into an ESOL, Methods of Teaching ESOL course.
Mm-hmm.
She needed those 3 credit hours.
Is there a cost entailed?
There is a cost. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive in Florida. I don't know about the other states, but I can tell you in Florida, it is between $150 to $200. However, I have some good news for Florida teachers. The Florida Department of Education has issued a memorandum on fees for teacher certification exam. Teachers are now able to register for and take required certification exams free of charge.
Oh, that's awesome.
Until July 31st. So I've already had a lot of teachers or my students that just went and just go and take the exams. It includes general knowledge. It includes the subject area in any content area. And it includes a professional. I'm sorry, administrators, it does not include you. So it's just for teachers.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And what's the deadline? When does it end?
July 31st. So please go fast. They started April because of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
They said, let's do this for the teachers. And I'm so glad because my students, they always cried about it. I usually tell them, save your money, save your coins. Be ready. Just in case you fail, go back and take it. It's expensive.
Got it. I see. Now, before we move on to something else quickly, is there mm-hmm. anything else that you feel is very important that we need to address concerning the certification process?
I think we've covered almost everything, but there was a few years, something at it with the state of Florida. I'm sorry, I cannot talk about other states, but a few years ago, they added a new course requirement, which is strategies of teaching students with disabilities. And it's a requirement, not just because we've always had the ESOL certification as a requirement in the state of Florida, but now they've added teachers must take a 1 credit hour course of strategies of teaching students with disabilities.
Teacher turnover. How do you see that? I know you mentioned in the beginning that there are teachers in their first year. According to statistics, a lot of teachers just don't last. They don't make it, given many factors, one of which is stress. It's a lot of pressure mm-hmm. entailed with teachers in the classroom. So can you speak to that a little bit as far as teacher turnover?
Well, first, I believe not just stress, but if they're not knowledgeable, they don't have classroom management skills, they don't know how to prepare for those students, because we're talking about between 16 to 25 students in a classroom, and some teachers have more. So classroom management is very important. And so many new teachers do not know how to manage the class. Yes, they were in a teacher's program, they've taken the class, but it's another ball game when you're doing an intern with a veteran teacher observing you, as now you're in your own class. So Borich and Foyer are researchers that talk about classroom management. They say there are 3 important things, which is called the 3 C's: content, covenant, and conduct. And so teachers have to deal with those 3. They have to be able to know it. Covenant is that relationship. A teacher needs to develop that relationship, and that comes in time. Whereas content and conduct, you need to have your classroom rules. You need to have your content together. If students see that you come in and you're confused, mm-hmm. they're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So a lot of new teachers come into the classroom and they're not ready. And they mess up with the conduct portion. And then they're trying to be friends with the student. You cannot be friends with the student, even though covenant, that relationship is important, but not that kind of relationship. You need to be on top of your content area, having your lesson plans put in together and your class rules and being consistent. So they come in there and they're unable to do the work. I've had a student, he was one of my best students. He went into the classroom and his wife called me, Dr. Cadeau, you need to speak to him. He's about to quit. He had a group of fourth graders that were driving him up the wall. So I had to go back and observe him and tell him what he needed to do. So I would say classroom management, stress, and then last but not least that we've been talking about is certification. So many teachers, if they go into a program that was not state approved or that did not require them to take all those exams, they've taken all the classes, but then they didn't take the exam or prepare. So they go into the classroom, they have to deal with the stress. They forget the timeline that 1 year for them to take the general knowledge passes or 3 years passes, then they lose their job.
As we come to a close here, you're a college professor. And you've been doing this for a long time, as you mentioned. And as I also mentioned in the intro of the show, why is it that you are still in the education space, given the fact that many have given up? And even right now with COVID-19, with all that's happening, the uncertainty that we were facing right now in education, why is it that you still have this passion? I mean, what is that drive? Because I think there are people who are listening who may be on the verge of giving up. There are those who have entertained the thought because of the uncertainty. So what is it that's pushing you, that's keeping you going with this in this area of education?
Wow. It's just a passion. I think it's just within me. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be a teacher. That's why, even though I took the administrative exam, I could have gone that route. I enjoy being in the classroom. I enjoy making a difference in students' lives, other people's lives. I enjoy when they get out my class, when they complete my course and they're saying, Dr. Cadeau, thank you so much. I've learned so much. And I love, I really enjoy, well, not enjoy, but I'm glad that I'm able to make an impact in the lives of others, where students come back and say, well, I just finished college. I just had a student who contacted me on Facebook. She's like, I don't have your number, but I found your information on Facebook. I need you to come to my graduation. Well, that was last year. So I went to her graduation. Students still remember me. That's and awesome. What I've done, that I cared about them and that I pushed them, because I'm not saying that I know everything. We all don't know everything. I learn every day. I am learning, and I even learn from my students. I have that drive, that motivation to learn. I never give up. When people tell me I can't, that's when I try even harder. April 1st, I received an email from the president of the university congratulating me that I am now a full professor.
Awesome. And congratulations.
I remember when I first started, I had one of my colleagues said, that's never going to happen to you. We've never had an African-American, a Black professor that become full professor. And I said, really? I guess I'm going to be the first. That's and awesome. He thought I was being cocky, but you know, I know someone he doesn't know, and his name is Jesus. So,
amen.
So I did the work. You know, the Bible said faith without works. I did the work. So I've published and I've worked tirelessly, you know, so you have to have that passion and that drive and that not wanting to give up, because when you give up on your student, they know it. 1 year, I had a principal contact me, and he said, could you come and just volunteer and help for 3 months? I know you're a professor, but I need help with some of my football players with their reading scores. They can't pass the reading tests, and they're not doing well in language arts. So I walked into the class with a bunch of football players, and they were bad. I wanted to run out. But I was able to captivate them. And one of them said, are you going to leave us like everyone else? Are you going to give up on us?
Wow.
And I felt bad after 3 months I had to leave, and the principal was upset too. But there were times I was so tired, I was trying to tiptoe to go in the room so I can have 10 minutes on my own. They were watching. Ms. Cadeau's here. I'm like, oh my God, they don't get, they want you to want them too. And if you don't show them that you care, you know, they're not going to want to learn. So they wanted to learn because I showed them that I care.
That's great because, again, what I hear you saying through all that you said, that you're making a difference. And you're making a difference knowing that you care for the students, and their expectations, in fact, of you, your expectations in them helps them to do better in school, knowing that, okay, Dr. Cadeau's here. She really wants us to do well. She cares. Mm-hmm. And that's a very good thing. So again, all the teachers who are listening, you are a difference maker. You're making a difference. So whatever the challenges you may be dealing with in your life today, I want to let you know that you matter. As Dr. Cadeau is showing this, she shared this, her story with us, that her work matters and your work matters and you're making a difference. So before we close this out, Dr. Cadeau, if you would, can you tell us how can we reach you for those who may want to know more information about the certification program or any other information that you can provide?
Well, you can reach me at 305-628-6582. That is my office number, or at kcadeau, C-A-D-E-A-U, kcadeau at stu.edu. Or you can call 929-260-2980. That is my Google cell phone, 929-260-2980. Or if you want to learn more about me, you can go to www.drkatsia.com.
Awesome. Thank you again for being on the show with us today. And your work is great. You're making a difference in the lives of the students as well as the educators, right? The students that you're working with, educators, those who are in the education space. So thank you again, Dr. Cadeau, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Z-Rated Success. I hope you were inspired today from our guests. If you're an educator that wants professional development or would like to get a presentation for your students to help build their self-esteem so that they are not following the crowd, but they are knowing who they are so they can stand out, please send an email to info@nickzz.com so we can set up a time to talk. I would love to see about getting my speaking programs or my best-selling books or my professional development programs in your school. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, imitation is limitation. Unleash your zebra.
If you've received value from today's podcast, make sure to subscribe and visit zratedsuccess.com for more tips and strategies that will help you stand out instead of fit in. Reminding you today to unleash your zebra.
Unleash your zebra.